Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about something very interesting that I find in life. And you may actually see it after you hear this podcast. And what I want to talk about is foreshadowing. Kind of like when you are reading a book, maybe you learned it in English class way back in high school. They talked about foreshadowing. And so pretty much like what foreshadowing is something the main character or something would happen in the book that would actually be foreshadowing what was going to happen in the future. And it's actually a very interesting thing. And so this kind of ties in with the idea that we are living in a simulation and that, you know, maybe we're just a TV show that, you know, we're just AI. Artificial intelligence. It's very interesting, you know, like there's this thing that things happen for a reason. I don't know about you, but I know in my life that so many times that when life takes a turn, you might think it's in a way bad, but then all of a sudden things just kind of work out. And so for myself, it's really developed this belief that no matter whatever happens, I believe strongly that life is happening for me and that whatever's happening, it's going to be all right because everything happens for a reason. When you don't get that job that you were wanting, it happened for a reason. When maybe that client says no, it happened for a reason and it's okay. Because sometimes when we invest a lot into, let's say, a job and we're like, wow, I really want this job, and you put a lot of work into it, and then all of a sudden you don't get it, well, it can really affect you and you can be really down about it. But when you pay attention to these things in life and you kind of recognize that life happens for you and that there's, you know, things are happening for a reason, well, it kind of puts this belief in you in that, okay, that's fine. You know, I didn't get that client. Okay. I didn't get that position I was hoping for. I didn't get that, whatever it is, right? You just are able to roll with the punches a lot better and easier. And anything can just come at you and it won't affect you as much when you're so highly invested in things. Now, the foreshadowing part that I wanted to talk about is that just like in a book, when you're reading a book and something is said, something happens, maybe from the main character, and then all of a sudden, that's how things turn out. Now, I've seen this multiple times within my life, and sometimes it's kind of interesting. So let's say one example I had is I knew this one person, and I had said something, and I said, we should be arch enemies. I think that would be fun. And it was just because of like how they thought and how I thought. We were kind of, I wouldn't say necessarily say opposites, but we had two different ways of thinking, but we definitely weren't like on the same channel, let's say. It's kind of hard to describe, but being arch enemies would have been much different than where we are or than where we were at the time. And so I just said that jokingly one time. I just said, you know, we should be arch enemies. I think that would be fun. And I think the reply was like, no, because you're too logical or whatever it was they replied. And so, but the foreshadowing part is that person and I, we don't talk to each other anymore. And so it's very interesting just how something is said as a joke. And then all of a sudden, you know, in the future, like that's where it ends up. And you're like, oh, that's interesting. Because you didn't mean it whatsoever. You didn't think that it would ever turn out the way that it would have turned out. But then when it does, you think back to that like moment, you're kind of thinking, wow, that was a complete joke. There was no like, no way I would have thought ever, you know, but here we are. So it's a very interesting thing. Another one I had one time was I knew this one person and they asked me, they said, have you ever had your heart broken before? And I kind of laughed because I was like, well, absolutely, you know, definitely have. And so, and then I also responded with, I've also broken a few hearts as well. And so that kind of, you know, that person and I, you know, we don't talk anymore. And, you know, part of it is because they had their heart broken. And so once again, it was a foreshadowing. Like it was just a genuine question from them. It was just an honest comment from myself. And it's interesting how it turned out. But like I said, like in the moment, you don't really think of it. You're just kind of like, you're just saying whatever. You don't think that you're going to like remember that specific moment, you know, because like so many moments happen throughout your day and your times. And so when something like that happens, it's very interesting. It's fascinating to say the most part. And I had another one time where someone was saying, you know, I'm so glad that I didn't watch this die, you know, like I'm so glad that it just was able to evolve to where it was and we didn't kill it. We didn't overdo it. We didn't, you know, do all these things. And so, you know, I didn't get to watch it die. I didn't have to watch it die. And so they would say that. And yeah, like at the time, you like, once again, you're thinking like, yeah, absolutely. Like it's so great, you know, and you're thinking of all the ways that it could have died. And, you know, everything just kind of happened for a reason that it didn't allow it to die. And like you could have thought like, oh, I wish we would have like met sooner. I wish we would have done this or that. I wish I had more time or whatever it is. But the thing is that once again, like you don't think in the moment that that would ever happen, right? And so then all of a sudden, like fast forward down the road, like that person, they watched it die. And so it's very interesting. You're like, wow, that's so fascinating. So fascinating that the foreshadowing that happens in life. And I've seen it, I've recognized it a few times where maybe it's with a job or something. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking like, I really enjoy it. This is what's going to happen. And maybe just a comment comes up, you know, maybe just something that you think, and you don't actually know that that's how it's actually going to turn out until afterwards. So it's a very interesting thing. I would say, you know, definitely keep an eye out for it. There's all kinds of things you can keep an eye out for. You know, when I say that, like, you know, things happen for a reason. What is it? You know, life's happening for you, like all these kinds of different things. Like I've had situations in my life that where you think you're going down a shitty path and then all of a sudden, like it's just, it turns out good. And you're thinking like, wow, I never would have imagined, you know, and I've been in very hard places in my life, and I've also been in amazing places in my life. And over time and over recognizing all these different things, you're able to see them more and more, more often. So then it really builds up that belief within yourself. So let's say if you're just somebody who you've only ever had one job, you've only ever dated one person, you've only ever lived in one city, you've only ever, you know, done like what else? Like you've just got like one of everything. Okay. You've never changed orange juice to a different flavor of orange juice. You've never changed a relationship. Like you've never changed anything in your life. You just known one thing and you only take the one way to work every single day, you know, kind of deal. Like the thing is that you're going to have a much harder time in seeing that life happens for you. You're going to have a much harder time seeing these kinds of things because you're not necessarily putting yourself out there, right? Like a great analogy is like a baseball player. What was it? Babe Ruth was the number one baseball player in the world or something. He's the one who hit the most home runs. It was some sort of record like that, but he was also the number one person to have struck out the most. So not only was he the best of the best, he was also the worst of the worst. So that's something to always keep in mind. So if you only swung the bat once, well, you know, like how many home runs are you going to hit, right? So you always have to like think about that. And so life is very interesting. I've talked about the different things of, let's say, are we living in a simulation? We could very well be. Like sometimes I wonder, You know, sometimes I'm listening to music where I'm thinking, if somebody was watching this right now, like on a TV right now, they were watching me, like this song would be playing right now. And it would either be like a really inspirational moment and they'd be like, oh, wow, like he's breaking through. He's achieving something that, you know, he didn't think that he would ever achieve. Or maybe, you know, it's a very sad spot. And, you know, it's just like at that moment in the TV show where, you know, the song comes on and then all of a sudden they're like, wow, like that's so sad. You know, how are they going to come out of this kind of deal? And I kind of think of that sometimes. I'm like, you know, if somebody was watching my life as like a TV show, you know, and like I listen to music a lot, and you know, sometimes like the music that I listen to, it's all across the board. It can be anything and everything. It really depends on the mood. And so it's a very interesting thing. Like sometimes I think, like, what if your life was like the Truman Show? Like if you've never watched the Truman Show, I highly recommend watching the Truman Show. It is such a good show. It's with Jim Carrey and kind of, you know, it makes you think, that's for sure. It really makes you think. And it's so much, I don't know, it's so much about real life, the way it is. I actually might watch it again. It's been a while since I watched it. But yeah, like life is crazy. I'm always looking at life. I'm always questioning life. And, you know, if I, like, let's say if I were to cross the street tomorrow and get hit by a bus, like I lived my life, you know, I was out there like hustling. I was out there doing my thing. And I was living my life. Whereas a lot of people, they're not necessarily living today. They're living for tomorrow. They are working a job for the next 40 years with the expectation of when they finally get to retire, you know, that's when they're going to live their life. You know, oh, I can't wait till I get to retirement. They're counting down the years and the days. And it's sad to see. And I've worked in so many jobs. I've seen these people, like when somebody would come in and they were newly retired, maybe by a couple of weeks, people would look at them like they walked on water. They're like, oh my God, like, how is it? Tell me how it is. And they're just like, so like in awe from these people. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, wow, you guys are like you could be living the life that they're living right now. Like you could be. And then the other person who's retired, newly retired, I remember this guy, he was like a couple of weeks retired. They're looking at him like he walked on water. He's like, it's pretty good. I got to say, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, got a tea time at noon, you know, yeah, I'm pretty good. And they're like, oh my God, I can't wait. I've got so long to go. 15 years, 12 years. I got 5 years. And I'm just like, like, I couldn't imagine living a life like that at all, not even in the slightest. You know, I'm not expecting to live until I'm 100 years old. I'm not expecting to live until I'm 80 years old. Okay. The way that I live my life, I do things, you know, I get out there and I live. If you want to live till you're 100 years old, just never leave your house. Okay. It's the same way. If you never want to, spend any money, best way to do that is just stay home. Never leave your home. Just don't do anything. But at the end of the day, yeah, you'll save a lot of money. Okay. And you will live a long time, let's say. But at the end of the day, are you actually living? Like, are you actually living? And that's the biggest thing. Now, of course, okay, I always got to put in like these caveats, because people are always trying to look for excuses in the shit that I say. And they're like, yeah, well, Nathan, good for you to say, but try saying that when you have two kids, you're married, and me. It's just like, look, the way that I live my life is because I designed my life. Okay. I took time to look into my life and say, what makes me happy? What do I want in my life? And which direction do I want to go? Is, you know, the direction that I want to go, let's say, would a dog be good in that, to help me move in that direction? Or would it be a bit of a hindrance? Would it kind of slow me down to get to where I want to go to? What about kids? What about a relationship? What about a house? What about marriage? All these things. And I will always say, and here comes another caveat again, right? There's nothing wrong if you want to have kids. There's nothing wrong if you want to go to school. You want to get a career. There's nothing wrong with any of this stuff. But what there is wrong with is when you're doing these things and you have no idea why you're doing them. Most people are running on autopilot. They have zero clue as to why they want to have kids. They never asked themselves. I always say people will put more time into thinking what color of car do they want rather than the big, most important things in their life. Like, what do I want to do with my life? Why do I want to have kids? Do I even want to have kids? Not everybody should be having kids, but why is it that everybody's having kids? I'm pretty sure if I was a betting man, I would say that you probably know a person or two who should not have kids or who should not have had kids. I'm sure you can think of at least one person. I'd put money on that. Okay. We all do. There's terrible parents out there, but why are these people having kids? That's what we got to realize. And so it's the socially accepted thing. Like I live my life totally against the grain. Totally against the grain. Is it uncomfortable sometimes? Yes, like always, because I don't have a fancy vehicle that you know shows off my success. I don't have a house that shows off my success. I have me. Like everything that I am, everything who I am, like you can take away the fancy watch, you can take away the fancy car, you can take away the fancy house, all this shit, but you can never take away what I've created. All the time, all the energy, all the money that I've invested into myself, that no matter what situation you put me in, I will always come out on top. And I will always say that. There's a lot of people out there right now. They've got the house, they got the car, they got the truck, they got the career, they got all this stuff. But if you took that all away from them, they would be nothing. The only reason people are asking them out is because they want to spend some time on their boat. Like, oh, he's got that nice truck, I'll ask him for a ride. Oh, he's got that nice house, you know? Like, this is how people are. And if you take that all away, these people are nothing. That's what I really liked about Bali, and I've talked about this many times, is that when I was in Bali, nobody really had that. You had your busted ass rented scooter that you probably paid like a couple bucks a day to rent. You had your flip-flops on. You had sand halfway up your legs. You had probably had sand in your hair. You had these sunburnt, sun-faded shorts on. You had this just singlet that's just, you know, whatever. And you're going to go out and see some friends. And they're pretty much in the exact same boat you are. And none of you care about that because you're meeting each other, like as a person. Now, what was really interesting is when I came from Bali and I came to this city here, I'm in Prince George, BC, Canada right now. This place is very egocentric. And what I mean by egocentric is that everybody is all about the flashy things. I'm not saying everybody, like, don't jump down my throat about that. Like, just, it's just what you say, okay? Like, once again, there's another caveat. I've always got to like put out these fires because there's always those people. Are you a doctor? Like, well, not everybody because I don't do that. And it just like drives me nuts. Like everything you say, you're like, come on. Like, so, but yes, people here are very egocentric. Like they flash their stuff. They got their lifted up truck and, you know, they just all these things. The girls, like you can have a beautiful girl. And then she all of a sudden gets her lips done, gets her boobs done, just gets all this stuff like done. And you're like, wow, you were so pretty. But now you just, wow, that's sad. That's so sad. That's like, that's a virus right there, you know? And the day women wake up and realize that confidence will do what makeup could never do, fake boobs could never do, any of that shit could never do. Like, I'm not saying makeup's bad. I'm not saying, you know, like any of this stuff's bad. Okay. But what I'm saying is, what if we tried confidence first? You learn confidence. Like, trust me, you'll have better success than the $15,000 fake boobs. You'll have better success then the fake eyelashes, then the 10 pounds of makeup. And so my point is that if people realize this kind of stuff, their whole entire life would just change. But unfortunately, it takes time to learn confidence. It takes time to learn these deep inner workings of ourselves and our psychology that nobody wants that. They just want, okay, well, I don't want to learn that. I just want the fake boobs now. I don't want to learn that. I just want the steroids now. Okay. I want the big arms right now. Rather than learning confidence, you know, I'm just going to go out and buy the biggest, baddest truck that I have. And it's just like, great. That's great. You're paying what? $1,500 just to have that vehicle on the road every single month. And with gas prices right now, I bet a lot of these guys are just kicking themselves because gas prices were expensive to begin with. And now they've just skyrocketed. And you know what? My little car here, like I know what I pay a month for gas. And I couldn't imagine these V8, V6, all-wheel drive, all these things, like it's just insane amounts. Like I pay a couple hundred dollars a month in gas and these guys are easily paying double that on top of their payments, on top of their interest, on top of their depreciation, on top of their insurance. I think I pay like $76 a month for insurance, you know? And so it's a crazy time, you know? But anyways, we kind of got off the topic of foreshadowing in life, but you know what? That's just kind of, you know, a little view on life. And I hope that you got something out of it so that, you know, maybe you can look at your own life and you can say, hey, why did I buy these shoes? I'm not saying buying expensive shoes is bad. Okay. But the thing is, you have to realize that here's the thing is that you have to think, why am I buying these expensive shoes? Is it because I want to buy these expensive shoes? Is it because I appreciate the quality that they're made of? I really like how they look. I really like the style, like whatever it is, like it just matches your style perfectly. And you really put some good thought into it. And they happen to be, what, $300 shoes? There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. A lot of people always mistake me that I want people to live like my life. Like I always say, dude, like, trust me, not a lot of people could live the life that I live. Okay. I'm flying by the seat of my pants half the time. Okay. 3 months ago, it's been 4 months. You know, I was working a full-time job and then all of a sudden, bam, I'm not anymore. And then I had to change my life. I've been living in like 4 different places the past year. Just absolutely crazy, right? Just crazy times. So I always say, like, don't live my life. What I've always wanted for people is to live their life, live your life. Find out whatever it is that you want, that you love, that you truly love, and go after that and get that. And if buying $400 shoes is that, and you really think about it, and you're like, yeah, I love these shoes. These are like the top shoes in my list. This is what I want. It's going to make me genuinely happy. Then go do it. But don't be buying $400 shoes because you want to impress somebody else. Because then you're not buying it for you. You're buying it to impress somebody else, to maybe think that you're better or to show them that you are wealthy, which a lot of people do. But at the end of the day, it's like, well, like, why? That person probably doesn't even care. You know, there was back in 2008, I think it was, I was almost going to buy I think it was a 2010 or a 2011, 2009, maybe it was 2010. I can't remember the exact years, but it was a brand new Subaru WRX 265. It wasn't the STI, it was a 265. And the thing was sick, ordered in my color, everything, all my features. And then the lady calls me a couple weeks later, says, your car's in. Do you want to come take it for a test drive? I don't know what it was because I had my mind set on this car. This was a dream car of mine from like when I was a young kid. I don't know what it was, but something inside of me, after she called me and I said, yeah, I'll give you a call back. And I asked, like, why am I buying this car? Why? I'm going to have payments for the next 5 years. I'm going to be paying interest. I'm going to be paying insurance just out the wazoo. And why? For what? And I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't know where this came from or why. And next thing you know, I call her back and said, sorry, I can't do it. Something's come up. And so I went from wanting a brand new, beautiful Subaru WRX 265 to paying $8,000 for a used Volkswagen Jetta. Loved that car. Loved it. I actually crashed it. You can actually hear about that story in a another podcast, best $11,000 I ever spent. But I crashed it, and then I bought the exact same car again because I walked away from that crash with zero scratches. And so, oh, maybe a scratch or two, but zero injuries, basically. Absolutely crazy. So, like, can you imagine that? Like, when I thought about it, I said, well, yeah, of course, like, people are going to see me. They're going to be like, ooh, ooh, la, la, look at your car. Like, big whoop. Like, how is that an accomplishment? Like, people always like go out and buy a brand new truck and everyone's like, oh, congratulations. I'm like, what are you congratulating them for? Congratulations, you just invested in one of the worst investments in your life. Congratulations, you're just put yourself into debt for however long. Congratulations, you probably now owe more money on that vehicle than it's actually worth. Congratulations. Like, where or what are we congratulating them for? Whereas I I'm not tooting my own horn or saying that this is what you have to do, right? Like, but the thing is that we have to be able to recognize, are we buying that vehicle? Did we actually justify buying a brand new vehicle? For the most part, buying a brand new vehicle should not even happen for the most part. There are specific reasons where you could, but at the end of the day, the most brand new car you could get, you should get, I should say, is a certified pre-owned. This is where the dealership, let's say Volkswagen, for example, gets a car in of their own brand. So they get maybe it's a lease. They got a Volkswagen lease. They bring it in, and as long as it's within a few certain years and kilometers, they're able to certify it as a pre-owned. And then you get all the warranty and all the stuff and all the jazz. I don't want to get too details, but that's pretty much like the most brand new you could get. And I talked about this in a podcast way back. I think it was like last year or 2 years ago. And I talked about how be rich, don't actually just look rich. And I remember watching, what was it, The Price is Right. And it was very interesting. I'd sit there and watch it with my dad. And you would see at the very end of the show, or even throughout the show, people are always waiting. They're always waiting for that saying. And it's like, a brand new car. Like, everybody just gets their rocks off on that. That just like hits them in the O spot, you know? And always, you can see it on their face. They're just like, they're looking, they're like, okay, cool, barbecue. Yeah, 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 barbecue. Okay, cool, RV. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, maybe I'll get a truck with this. And you could see them like hyping up. And then all of a sudden when it's like, they're like, oh, and we're giving you a trip to Hawaii. And they're like, yeah, yeah, great, great. Yeah, but where's the vehicle? You can see it in their face when that's all the prize is and they didn't get a brand new vehicle. They didn't get a brand new truck. They didn't get a brand new car. And they're like, oh, great, awesome. Yay. You can see it in their face. And then when they do happen to hear that brand new car, like, they just like, oh my God. And then when you get to the end, you have the option to pass your prize to the other person. And so they're listening for it. They got the boat. They got the trip to Hawaii. They got, you know, the brand new patio set, like all these like amazing stuff, but you can see it in their face. They're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And then all of a sudden doesn't come. And they're like, would you like to pass or keep it? They're like, no, 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 I want to pass. And then most of the time, at least one of the prizes has a brand new vehicle. So if it's not in the first one, they're passing it. And I'd watch this with my dad and I'd see it. And I thought it was just hilarious because this is how people are in life. They're just like, they want to have my kids. Nobody wants to adopt. There's so many kids out there that need to be adopted and that they don't adopt. There's another topic we'll talk about in a short, just in a minute here. But nobody wants to adopt. They want to have my kids. No, no, no. I want to have my kids. I don't want a used kid. No, 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 no. I don't want to have a used vehicle. I want to have a brand new vehicle. Because there's nothing like saying, oh yeah, we got that brand new vehicle. And I always love the justification. That's always my favorite part to listen to. They're like, yeah, we thought about buying used. You know, we thought about it. But, you know, like, we got a good deal on this. And, you know, they threw in the rubber mats. And, like, so pretty much, like, we got a really good deal on it. And you're like, yeah, like how good of a good deal? Like losing 25% the moment you drove it off the lot, like that good deal? Is that the deal you're talking about? Or which one? And so, but that's how people are. It's a very interesting, fascinating thing. Now, talking about adoption, okay? I know someone who's in a terrible relationship. They're older, husband's younger, recently married, and they're wanting to have kids. Terrible relationship. Okay. I've heard about it. You know, I got tired about hearing about it. But the thing is because she's older, she wants to have kids. Okay. She wants to have kids. So she's older and he's younger. Now, the thing is that what is she going to do? Even though she knows she's in a terrible marriage, even though she knows she hates it, even though she knows that she gets treated like shit, what is she going to do? She's going to leave this relationship, go back out on the dating scene and find somebody else who she's going to get into a relationship with and then potentially have kids. No, she's already older. She doesn't have that time. So what is she going to do? She is going to just suck it up and say, whatever, I get treated like shit. I hate this marriage. I'm miserable. This is terrible, but I want to have kids and we're going to have kids with this guy. Now, here's the thing. If you truly wanted to be a parent, like if that was in your soul, okay, if that is what made you truly happy, I don't think that you would need to have your own kids. Would it be nice? Yeah, sure. Of course, it'd be nice to have your own kids. But even if you couldn't have kids, but you truly wanted to be a parent, no matter what, it was just burning a hole into you, you would have zero problem with going out and adopting a child or two. But if you are just selfish and you are just trying to fit in the square hole of life where you're supposed to have kids, then guess what? You're probably doing it wrong. You're probably going after being a parent for the wrong reason, and you probably shouldn't be having kids whatsoever. So, of course, women have a timeline, right? So if you're not ready to have kids and you're saying, you know what? I'm not gonna have kids with somebody who I am not in love with, who doesn't truly make me happy, who doesn't respect me. And if that means I can never have my own kids, then so be it. But at the end of the day, I know that I'm going to have kids. I don't care if I gotta adopt them or what. I know that I want to give my love to a child, and whether it's my own or somebody else. I think that would be far more believable. So the fact that she's just willing to put in the time in this shitty marriage that she knows, I don't know why she got married in the first place. Well, actually I do, because the clock, right? Because let's think of it. Let's break it down. Okay. So she's in this marriage. She's already known this person for, I don't know how long they've known each other for, but they're married. Okay. Let's say they get out of this. Okay. So they got to go through the divorce. Okay. They got to go through the breakup. You know how that drags on. Okay. So I don't know. I can't remember how old she is, but I don't know what she's like, 45 or something. So she's got to go through the divorce and the breakup. Let's say that takes a year-ish. That's pretty generous, a year, right? Now she's got to go get out on the dating scene. Let's say that takes a year. You know, she'll be elbow deep in shitty guys. Okay. So there's another year. Okay. And then let's say she meets somebody within that year, and now she's got to get to know this person. Okay, well, I don't know, like nowadays people just want to jump into shit. I don't know why, but they do. But that's another topic for another podcast. So she finally meets somebody. Now she needs to get to know them, and then all of a sudden talking serious, and then bam, let's say 3 years. I don't know, I think she's 45, so now she's in 48. And they're now trying to have kids. She doesn't have time for that. And that's being pretty generous, I would say. 3 years to be having kids with somebody after a marriage, like that's pretty fast. So yeah, you can see why somebody would stay in a shitty relationship. Only if they had selfish reasons to have their own kids. I want to have my kids. I don't want to have a used kid. I want to have my kid. That's what people are like, especially in a town like this. And it's the same thing with vehicles. It's the same thing with clothes. It's the same thing with so many things. I'm not saying you got to buy used, you got to shop thrift, you got to like do all this shit. Like, no. But we gotta have these conversations within ourselves and ask ourselves what truly makes us happy and what truly makes us tick and what do we want out of life and how can I get that? So I hope you got something out of this. If you didn't, you probably weren't listening. You really got to think about things. Why? You got to ask yourselves those big questions. Why do I want to have kids? Why do I want to go to school? Why do I want to be an architect? Why do I want to buy a house? Like these are huge, huge decisions to make. Like I love dogs. I absolutely love dogs to no end. I just want to cuddle them all and just, you know, I just love them. Do I own a dog? No. Just because you love something doesn't mean you need to own it. Love isn't about ownership. We can talk about love on another podcast. And I guarantee you that I know far more about love than most people, okay? I know far more about relationships than most people. Guarantee you that, okay? I will stand toe-to-toe any motherfucker, okay? You want to talk about love? You want to talk about relationships? You want to talk about marriage? I bet you I know more about it than most people. Okay. Why? Because most people get into these things without knowing what they truly mean. People just say things. Oh, I love you. They just say things, but they don't even know what it means. And so it's a crazy world. But anyways, life is awesome. I can't fit everything into one podcast. You got to listen to them all. Okay. And find your best ones. You'll see other ones. How a 7-year-old kid changed his life forever. You'll hear about where I came from, how I made it through here, and how I got to where I am today. The best $11,000 I ever spent, think I put on the, when I got kicked out of high school. If you haven't seen that one's also on YouTube as well. Unplugged Freedom on YouTube. I don't upload to there as much. I actually don't even upload to my podcast as much as I should. You can check out Unplugged Freedom on my Instagram as well. I probably share a lot more there just because it's more convenient. Unplugged Freedom, YouTube, Instagram, and trying to do something with unpluggedfreedom.com as well. But that is a slow go because I got so many other things on the go. But anyways, join this journey with me. And I hope one day that you email me, you send me a message one day and you're like, you know what, Nathan? I listened to one of your podcasts before and it changed my life. I was going in this direction in life, felt something in my soul just wasn't right. Everybody I talked to thought I was crazy, but then for some reason, like you said, things happen for a reason. And your podcast came up some way, somehow. I listened to it and everything just seemed to make sense. Now, because of you, my life totally different. Thank you. That is my goal with Unplugged Freedom. That is what I would love to the moon and back. And like I said, I don't want people to live my life. Trust me, you don't want to live my life, okay? My life is like, it's stressful. Okay, it's good for me because it's my life, okay? But it's not good for most people, I would say. And your life, I may not enjoy your life. And that's the thing. It's my whole point is you got to figure out what is your life. What is your life? What makes you happy? Go after it and get it. And, you know, if I was a cause of your happiness because of something you heard on my podcast, something you read on my website or Instagram, whatever it is, that is like the ultimate goal that I would say. That is like the ultimate compliment that I could probably receive from somebody. So anyways, I'll try not to drag this out anymore. Hope you got something from it. Nathan, once again, with Unplugged Freedom. Find me on Instagram. Shoot me a message and let me know you heard this podcast and let me know what you think of it. If you liked it, if it's too long, it's too short. You know what? I talk. Okay. It's what I do. I would get in trouble with it in high school all the time. You know what? There's a lot of information I'm trying to get out so that people can open their eyes to this world that we are living in and be happy. You know, mental illness is on the rise. Depression is on the rise. Anxiety is on the rise. Like unhappiness, obesity, all these things are on the rise. Why is that? It's because people aren't living their life. That's why. And so life is amazing when you actually get to live it. So we're going to talk again, hopefully much sooner. Anyways, talk to you soon. Nathan, Unplug Freedom.